This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The love of Allah Azza wa Jal will make every worship have a sweetness to it. How many people today complain, I don't find pleasure, I don't find enjoyment in my worship, I cannot taste the sweetness of my worship. How many people complain of this? And did you know that the love of Allah, if it was in the heart, it will earn you this enjoyment and pleasure and sweetness that you will experience in your worship. Now, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three traits. Whoever has these three traits will find the sweetness of faith. He will find enjoyment in his worship. He will find pleasure in his worship. And the first one of them was, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. The first one was, the one who loves Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. That was the first one. If love for Allah azza wa jal was in the heart and love of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the heart, you will enjoy your worship. And so when we don't enjoy worship, that means there's a problem. It could be that the love of Allah azza wa jal hasn't peaked in our hearts. Subhanallah. The sweetness of faith, the love of worship, the love for doing righteous good deeds, the love to pray, and the love to fast and to engage with this Quran and adhkar can only be achieved when you love Allah and His Messenger more than anything else. The love of Allah will make you enjoy your hijab and your niqab as you walk out of the house. The love of Allah and His Messenger in the heart will make you enjoy the night prayer and every prayer you pray, and attending the masjid and praying Salat al-Jumu'ah on time and attending the lessons and continue sitting here on this live and watching this lesson. It is your love for Allah and His Messenger that makes you enjoy this lesson as we share Allah's ayat and the messenger's ahadith. Not me. Be careful. Understand. It is not the love you have for me that you sit behind your screen and watch and listen. La wallahi, it is not. And it's not my love for you that I sit here and I give you this lesson, even though we love our brothers and sisters in Islam. But above all this, it's the love we have for Allah and His Messenger that we want to sit here together, even if it's behind our screens, and talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the love we have for Allah and His Messenger. This is why you feel, you enjoy listening to the lesson. I enjoy giving this lesson because there is love for Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us His love and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love deep in our heart, so that we do not put anyone's love before their love. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, now the love of Allah will revolutionize your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah will motivate you to do deeds you never thought you had the energy and the strength to do them. Wallahi, true love for Allah azza wa jal will enable you to memorize the Quran, something you probably thought you'll never ever have the strength to do.